Winning in e-commerce. In a sophisticated e-commerce market, creating ways to stand out and connect with your customers are the keys to success. Making change through sustainability. A focus on sustainable options is one of the biggest changes to the retail landscape in recent years, with the majority of shoppers opting for more sustainable delivery, even if it means waiting longer for a parcel. Generation Alpha is partly to thank for this. This hyper-connected younger cohort and consumer of the future has been exposed to a much richer environmental dialogue than their parents ever were. As a result, Gen Alpha is influencing upwards, increasing awareness and pushing retailers to think and act in more sustainable ways. 56% of online shoppers will choose to receive packages later to reduce environmental impact. Footnote 10. Categories shoppers are most likely to buy sustainable options. Footnote 10. Groceries, 34%. Clothing, shoes, accessories, 31%. Beauty products, 21%. Homewares, 15%. Books and stationery, 15%. Biggest sustainability consideration when shopping online? Footnote 10. Recyclable packaging, 58%. Reusable packaging, 37%. Biodegradable packaging, 34%. 3 in 4 people look for sustainable options when shopping. Footnote 10. How the daily routine is tackling waste. The Daily Routine is an eco-minded retailer making a range of home essentials with a low-waste ethos. Founded in Melbourne by Natalie Herskew and Ruby Rodan, the pair see their brand as part of the movement across generations to adopt new behaviours and actions that contribute to a greener future. This sustainability mindset was what led to their aha moment in 2021. If, they wondered, a pod can be popped into a dishwasher and efficiently wash everything inside, couldn't the same be done with hand soap? The result is the Daily Routine, customizable kits of hand soap pods, refillable bottles, and natural essential oils. Their innovation even led to the retailer being named a finalist in the 2023 Banksia Foundation Awards for Sustainable Leadership in the e-commerce and re-commerce industry category. How does it work? Buy once, refill forever is their mantra. The pods contain 10 grams of concentrated liquid hand wash. When added to a pump bottle filled with hot water, the water-soluble cover dissolves and voila, their low-waste hand soap is ready to use. We don't ship water. Says Natalie, the majority of personal care products are made up of about 80% water, a resource that comes out of your taps at home. By shipping our product in its concentrated form, it's much smaller, lighter, requires less packaging, and therefore can have a lower environmental footprint during transit. Natalie's tips for brands looking to adopt a more sustainable approach. Conduct a sustainability audit. Before you can make any sustainable changes, you need to know where your business stands. An audit can help you identify areas where you can reduce waste, use resources more efficiently, and lower your environmental impact. Set some goals. Once you know where you stand, set realistic sustainability goals. For example, you could aim to reduce your energy consumption by 20% within the next year. Start with one. It can be overwhelming to think about all the sustainable practices you may need to implement. Consider what change will have the most significant impact on your business and start with that. For example, you could switch to LED lighting or offer customers the option to receive digital receipts instead of paper ones. Communicate with customers. Let them know about your sustainability practices and the steps you're taking to reduce your environmental impact. This can help build brand loyalty and attract new customers who are looking for sustainable options. Collaborate with suppliers. This will allow you to ensure sustainable practices are used throughout the supply chain. Consider partnering with suppliers who share your commitment to sustainability and work together to reduce waste, use resources more efficiently, and lower your environmental impact. Strategic partnerships. when two brands are better than one. Don't compete, collaborate. Use strategic partnerships as a way to reach new markets, broaden your product offering, strengthen your supply chain, or fill a knowledge gap for your business. 42% of businesses have a current strategic partnership with another business. Footnote 11. Building a resilient supply chain. The ability of an organization to absorb, adapt, and recover from any disruptive event in their end-to-end supply chain is how Professor Yalcin Akçay defines supply chain resilience. As Professor of Operations Management at Melbourne Business School, Director at the Centre for Business Analytics, and co-author of Building Resilient Australian Supply Chains, Professor Akçay is an authority on the subject. He says that for the 15 years leading up to the pandemic, demand was steady and supply chains were running smoothly. This naturally led companies to focus on the cost efficiency, running the supply chain at minimum possible cost, keeping them as lean as possible, but ignoring the second element of effective supply chain management, reliability. The bullwhip effect. Even a minor change in consumer demand can result in large oscillations in impact as you go upstream in the supply chain, known as the bullwhip effect. When demand increased due to lockdowns over recent years, many organisations with no contingency in place were left scrambling as they had little visibility into their supply chain network. A change of mindset. While no retailer has a crystal ball, it's possible to pressure test your supply chain to find your weaknesses. Australia's climate is prone to environmental disruptions like flooding and bushfires. Given our isolated location, we're also heavily reliant on imports coming through our seaports. This puts retailers in a position where they could face a higher risk of supply chain disruptions. Professor Akçay suggests a back-to-basics approach that factors in both dimensions of supply chain management. Unfortunately, that means there are trade-offs. If you want a more reliable supply network, you might have to incur additional costs, arrange multiple suppliers, and keep extra stock in your system. The strategy makes sense, but Professor Akçay is concerned things will revert to the way they were after September 11, when supply chain resilience frameworks were first introduced. Business went back to the same old practices, but that's something they should unlearn. Decision makers have to accept the shift in mindset, so they're better prepared for events like this in future. How can businesses prepare? With high inflation and reduced purchasing power, retailers can expect continued volatility in demand, says Professor Akçay. To avoid the greatest impact of changing consumer demand, he recommends a focus on information sharing across the supply chain and following the principles for building a resilient supply chain. Professor Yalcin Akçay's top tips for building supply chain resilience. Learn and unlearn from the last 2 years. The blueprint for supply chain resilience hasn't changed since 2001, but we tend to forget hard lessons once business gets back to normal. That has to change for business to be more resilient in the future. Shift your supply chain mindset. Remember that effective supply chain management involves striking the right balance between cost efficiency and reliability. Understand your supplier network. Businesses need visibility to map their entire supplier network, from Tier 1 through to raw material suppliers. Incentivizing suppliers to share information helps build a more cooperative working relationship. Learn to accurately assess business risks. Identify suppliers that pose the greatest risks. Typically, the degree of risk is associated with total spend, and the assumption is that major suppliers are the better choice for profitability, which isn't always the case. Adopt a multi-sourcing strategy. Multi-sourcing spreads your supply chain risk across a range of suppliers from different geographies. This makes full visibility of the supply network even more important. Invest in new technology and analytics. A digital twin of your supply chain can simulate your organization's physical operations, creating end-to-end visibility. Real-time data, along with advanced analytics capabilities, allow businesses to adapt and respond to disruption quickly. The role of loyalty in e-commerce. Cultivating a loyal audience is as much about the experience as it is your products. With apps and e-commerce complementing retail stores, consumers expect brands to deliver seamless experiences across all channels. An integrated brand experience is just the first step to building loyalty. It's a fragile relationship, one that brands need to nurture by rewarding spend and understanding the full extent of how a customer chooses to engage with them. Discover how Mecca has redefined the customer loyalty model with its Beauty Loop program later in this section. 80% of SME businesses with loyalty programs said their loyalty program customers spent more than regular customers. Footnote 12. Mecca Beauty Loop. Rewards and relevance. Mecca's Beauty Loop program saw growth of more than 20% last year, and it's showing no signs of slowing down. Lauren Shepherd, General Manager, Customer Data, Personalization and Loyalty at Mecca, attributes a lot of that to strong customer retention programs. As the Beauty Loop program grows, we'll continue to re-energize it with customer rewards that are very generous and also relevant to customers and how they interact with Mecca. What makes Mecca's Beauty Loop successful? At 10 years old, Beauty Loop is evolving, but it still remains focused on products. We're very much a value-add model as opposed to value-off, making sure that we're always giving customers more, says Lauren. We've worked hard to offer strong rewards that are aligned to what customers want. We've taken on feedback. We've looked at transaction history. We also aim to provide a moment of discovery for customers with an exclusive brand or product they might never have tried before, she says. Mecca's highly engaged online community also provides a direct line of feedback on the program, one that can't be captured through sales reporting alone. We get really active feedback on how members are feeling about the brands we offer, the products we launch, and our Beauty Loop program, which is fantastic. The future of loyalty. The program's success means a large audience to manage, but Mecca is harnessing tech and data to unify the customer experience, CX. It's been a total game changer. We're able to build out connected journeys or activate audiences through all of our owned channels, like social, SMS, email, as well as the website and app. For Lauren, Nirvana is an omni-channel experience that engages both online and in-store. Loyalty is more than just the Beauty Loop program. It's our service model, how you're greeted, how we personalize your online experience. It's all the different touch points that we overexcel on that really create the loyalty that so many people have to Mecca. Lauren's tips for building brand loyalty. Own the entire experience. Everything you build for a customer to interact with, every touch point, product, moment, needs to provide a genuinely great experience. If one part falls over, the whole experience suffers. It's all about the customer. Think holistically about how the customer engages with your brand. Recognize and reward customers for maintaining a relationship with you. Data quality matters. Clean, tight, and consolidated data is a must. Holding it in one platform makes it easier to launch relevant activations that build brand loyalty. 53% of online shoppers would like a personalized shopping experience. Footnote 13. Omnichannel fulfillment. Get to customers faster with a local mindset. When a customer needs to make a purchase, there are really two options. Go to a physical retail outlet or shop online. Both scenarios have their benefits for the consumer, but for the business, they'll need to be able to fulfill both. One benefit of the omnichannel fulfillment model is that we can distribute from our NDC or from all stores, says Martin Hurrigan, Group General Manager, Operations and IT at Accent Group, which means we have stock for customers in store, but also for those that prefer to shop online. This enables our full inventory to be available 24/7 for our customers any way they want to shop with us. Ultimately, it results in greater stock availability, faster fulfillment, and a better customer experience, all vital for building and maintaining customer loyalty. How Accent Group makes omnichannel fulfillment work? Open the network. A network of 750-plus stores and two warehouses increases the amount of inventory available for e-commerce, leading to a better customer experience. Accent Group has an average fulfillment split of 60% from stores and 40% from warehouses. Keep improving the process. Constantly review and adjust the process to optimize for efficiency. Inbuilt rules can determine the fulfillment location, remembering the best option is not always the closest one. Having a single view of inventory is necessary for this strategy. Protect the in-store experience. When orders are picked and packed in-store, make sure it doesn't interfere with the physical retail experience. Ever. 29% of shoppers expect deliveries to come faster than in 2019. Footnote 13. Global markets, international expansion. Opening your business up to a new market is an exciting prospect, and the numbers show Australian retailers could be taking a bigger piece of the pie. With any type of expansion, you'll need planning and preparation, particularly when venturing into unknown territories. 6% of international customers bought from Australia in 2022. This is compared to 20% from the UK and 26% from the US. Footnote 14. Lessons from an international conqueror. For fashion retailer Shopo, research proved invaluable when they decided to expand to the United States. Studying the market and looking at local competitors meant they could successfully operate in the new region and still maintain a competitive edge. Read Shopo's tips for international expansion and get their hot take on what's next for the e-commerce industry. Talking International E-Commerce with David Ibanez, Head of DC and Operations, and Patricia Theodorou, Customer Experience Manager. Where is your biggest market outside of Australia? The United States is where Shopo has experienced the largest growth. New Zealand too, which makes sense, being so close to home. We do see a lot of international customers shopping with us regularly. Top tips for going international? Do your research and study the market, in particular the local price point of similar products. Then look at your operational expenses and whether you can sustain being competitive in that market. How has shopping behaviour, in particular cross-border shopping, changed in recent years? The pandemic pushed people online more than ever. From our experience, it meant customers had an opportunity to seek out and experiment with new retailers, some of which weren't in their home country. How to best communicate with customers spread across the globe? This needs to be considered and prioritised. What platforms will give you the best reach? What time of day will you communicate with them? And importantly, get a clear understanding of when their orders are likely to come in, so you can create a fulfilment strategy that delivers a great customer experience. Emerging e-commerce trends? All customers are interested in sustainability. It's at the forefront of their minds. They also want to know more about diversity and inclusion across the industry. For the industry, it's all about capturing relevant data for better personalization and offering more parcel collection points. With online volumes high and people returning to work, there's a need for safe and convenient locations for goods to be delivered. Value adds and unique models. How Pet Culture's offering wins customers. Australians love their pets. In fact, with 2 out of 3 households being home to a pet, we have the highest pet ownership in the world. Driven by an increase in ownership through the pandemic, the pet products category saw the largest online growth in 2022 year on year, surpassing all others. From backyard to bed, the humanisation of pets is a trend with real traction, and our pets are receiving the same level of attention and care you'd provide a human, including better food, healthcare and wellness products. The Woolworths Group and PetSure saw this opportunity, and in 2021, Pet Culture was born. Recognising the need for pet owners to regularly replenish items such as food, Pet Culture offered a new take on the subscription model, an auto-delivery service that includes a range of value adds to encourage customer loyalty. 21.6% growth in pet product purchases in 2022. Leading the pack in the pet segment. Simon Smith, leader of the pack, Pet Culture. what are the benefits of the auto-delivery model? This model allows us to better plan our inventory. Knowing when a product needs to be shipped allows us to accurately stock items and deliver on time. This builds trust with our customers, which leads to stronger relationships. We're also in regular contact with customers and able to keep them informed of any complementary products that might be relevant to their pet. Emerging trends in the pet segment and e-commerce? Pets are becoming humanized and receiving similar levels of care as humans. For e-commerce, there's an increase in mobile purchasing, which has led to demand for simple and more transparent subscription services. Customers are also expecting personalized experiences that provide flexibility, choice, and added value outside of dollar savings. Simon's tips for building an effective e-commerce subscription model. Make it flexible. Give shoppers confidence they aren't locked in. Our auto-delivery model allows customers to cancel or change their auto-delivery at any point. It can take a while to understand how often you're going to need pet food or treats, so allowing people to easily adjust the frequency is important. Make it easy to use. Sounds simple, but it's so important. We've built a great site that's really easy to use. We also put a big focus on how well it performs on mobile devices too. Stand out by adding value. Give your customers extra value to stand out from your competitors. In our case, it's a 10% discount on recurring orders, bonus Aussie hazard cover for pets, access to free 24/7 vet advice, and 2x everyday rewards points. That concludes the section, Winning in E-commerce.